3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of the Brewery Weird Podcast. How is everyone doing today? This is Alex, call me Brewery. I am your main host. I hope that everyone is doing well. I also hope that this episode helps you get through the day. If you are new to this podcast, you can follow this podcast on the following platforms. It is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. You can simply find this podcast on other platforms. If you do not have one of the listening platforms downloaded on your devices, please download it now. You are going to miss out on some episodes. You can follow this podcast on Instagram. Just press the follow button. You can subscribe to this podcast on YouTube. I have a disclaimer for this episode. I am not a lawyer. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a medical professional. I'm not someone who simply gives people professional advice. I'm not licensed. I am not giving anyone legal advice and medical advice. I'm not diagnosing anyone. This podcast is not associated with Reddit. This podcast is not working with Reddit. Reddit is not sponsoring this episode. I'm simply forming my opinion. That is all I have for this episode. I'm going to read this post on this Am I the Asshole subreddit. It's called Am I the Asshole for Getting Upset with My Wife Because She Doesn't Like That Our Daughter Looks Like My Mother. So I'm going to start the reading right now. So here it is. My wife, Adele, 29 years old, and I, as a 30-year-old man, welcomed our first child, Ava, 2 years ago. My wife had 2 miscarriages before, so having our daughter made our lives happier, and we feel so blessed to be her parents. My wife is such a wonderful mother. She's become more radiant after she gave birth. Now that Ava's a toddler, her features are more obvious. She looks just like my mom. She's curly black hair, olive skin tone, brown eyes. She even got my mother's bulbous nose. One night while Adele was combing Ava's hair, she made a comment on how she wishes Ava to have wavy blonde hair like her. My wife has beautiful blonde hair, deep blue eyes, and straight nose. I fell in love with her for the first time I met her. I said, "What's wrong with Ava's hair? It looks beautiful to me." She then said that it looks okay, but she's a little disappointed that our daughter looks nothing like her. I asked her what exactly she's talking about. She told me it's unfair that she carried our child for 9 months, but when the baby finally arrived, she looked like someone else. I said, "Are you talking about mom? She's not like someone else. She's Ava's grandma." My wife looked pissed and she said, "You wouldn't understand how I feel because you're not the one who went through so much." I didn't get back to answer back as she walked out of the room to put Ava to bed. Adele and my mom never got along well because of the language barrier. My mom wanted me to marry someone from our race. My wife tried to get her approval, but my mom just didn't give her a chance. Since that night, my wife has been acting cold towards me. I feel like she's been unreasonable for getting all stressed about our daughter's physical appearance. Am I the asshole? Edit. I am from Southeast Asia. My mother has a dark skin tone, but I take after my father, who's more fair-skinned. I am not in speaking terms with both my parents because they never give us their blessing and didn't attend our wedding. We reached out to them, but we always get the cold shoulder. So that's the reading right there. You are not the asshole right here. I'm sorry to hear that you're going through hard times with your family dynamic. One day, you and your family reconnect and build a relationship with your daughter. I'm sorry that your mother and your wife are not getting along for some reason. That sucks. Hopefully you guys get it together. I feel that your wife is the one being the asshole because she's the one being in the wrong. You're not doing anything wrong. I just feel that she's being insecure with herself. It's the insecurity that she has. She does not seem to be a secure person in my opinion. I feel that she is the one making you feel insecure about yourself. I feel that her daughter not looking like your wife bothers her. She should not have acted in the way she did to you and your daughter. Both of you guys are raising your daughter. She needs to realize that no matter what, that is your child. You and her have the same child. That's your daughter. According to my understanding, the wife is upset because her daughter does not resemble her. I can tell that it bothers her. I learned that it is challenging when people are in an interracial marriage. I feel that your mother is not fond of your wife because maybe she feels wary about her. She has some bad feelings about her. I'm not saying that it's true. I feel that there are many possibilities as to why your mother and your father is not fond of your wife. I know a lot of marriages, the parents-in-law are not fond of their in-laws. I've seen it happen before. It's nothing new to me. You're not alone by going through it. The way she spoke about your daughter is very hurtful. You stood up for your daughter. I was very pissed when I read about what your wife said about the daughter's features, the hair and the skin tone. The way she commented on the hair, that was very negative. It was disrespectful. The way she talked about your daughter, I don't think that it's appropriate to make comments on your kids' features in general, no matter how old they are. It wouldn't matter if you did it in front of the kids. I don't think that it's right. I learned that it's common for a parent to feel ashamed because their kids do not resemble the one parent. Just because the kids do not resemble their one parent, it does not make them less of a parent, or it does not negate that they are parents. The way the wife said she wished her daughter had wavy blonde hair, I feel that it spoke loudly about the wife's insecurities. That's what I noticed. I feel that if your wife continues to have the mentality about looking like someone else, then your daughter is going to grow up insecure. I call that self-hatred. I can see the wife planting hate seeds in your daughter's head. I find it very sad. I know that you will not tolerate it. I know that you don't want your daughter to deal with self-hatred while she goes to school. You don't want your daughter to be in a situation where she gets picked on. You don't want your daughter to go to school and she gets insulted because they are different than her. They look different than her. The idea of picking on someone about their looks and their traits, I can see it happening. I know kids can be negative when they're in grade school and they make fun of people's looks. They're not taught why it can affect people in general. That's something that you need to be mindful of. I don't think that your wife is thinking about the repercussions that is affecting your daughter. I know a lot of people who have been treated badly because of their skin tone. They have been treated badly because of their hair texture. That is the part that I can come up with because it's nothing new. I know people who have been treated badly because they have been mixed with two or three races. That sucks. I also agree that the wife is being racist towards the daughter because their daughter looks like the father's mother. It's sad to say, someone made a comment on this post and said this. She chose to make those comments in front of and to the child. He's not that asshole for stepping and saying he finds her hair beautiful. The wife is setting their baby up for a lifetime of poor self-esteem and internalized racism. She will grow up hearing how her mom thinks she's less than because she has ethnic features instead of being perfect, white, and blonde with a waspish nose. I applaud him for stepping in immediately. His wife needs to stop this immediately. So that's what someone replied. The internalized racism is a major problem in general. I agree that the mother is setting the baby up to feel devalued and have no self-worth. I can see the mother setting the child up for being judged about her background and her complexion. That's a serious problem right here. I noticed the hypocrisy in the post, and I'm not really buying it. I just don't agree that people are ganging up on this man. I don't like that people are calling the man an asshole. What did he do that was bad? I just don't understand it. He spoke his side of the story. He was defending his child for being disparaged and disrespected by his wife, let alone it's the child's mother. His wife should have been called out by people more. It's not like he disrespected his daughter. He's the one being a good father, so why are people who called the father an asshole not commenting, not commending him for defending his daughter? He's sticking up for his daughter. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I'm also happy to see a lot of people commenting and not attacking the father and going in on the mother. That's what I expect to see. It's also good that people are defending the child. No child should be humiliated and mocked based on one person's emotion, which is the mother. The mother made it about her. She just wanted a moment. And I guess that she just wanted her 50 minutes of fame, and she just wanted a platform to get some sympathy because she's just upset that her child does not look like her at all. Well, no matter what, her child is very beautiful. I enjoyed recording this episode for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot that you listened, especially the new listeners. If you have suggestions on what I can record for the upcoming episodes, regardless of real life culture, internet culture, pop culture, or social media culture, you can send an email, buryweirdpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be updated by this podcast, please follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. That includes other listening platforms as well. I will be speaking in the next episode. Bye.